USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Democratic-led House Select Committee is holding their first hearing to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol after multiple congressional hearings on the attack since winter. The panel on Tuesday focusing on police officers who responded to the attack. Aquilino Gonell, a U.S. Capitol Police Sergeant, says the people who attacked the Capitol should be held to a different standard and not released due to the harm they did to officers.
We got people right now in front of the Justice Department asking to release some of the very same people to be released, even though we are testifying about the trauma and the agony and everything that happened to us. It's pathetic.
Many of the protesters who entered the Capitol illegally have not been charged with a crime and are sitting in a Washington, D.C. jail. USA Radio News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Democratic lawmakers are renewing their call for President Biden to extend the pause on federal student loan payments beyond September 2021. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer leading those calls, describing the negative impacts the expiration of the pause could have on students.
COVID created severe hardship for some, threw many others off their stride. To make borrowers repay their debts now would be unfair, would be harsh, and in many instances would be cruel.
Republicans' desire to increase voting integrity has resulted in new laws implemented around the country this year. The Brennan Center for Justice at New York University saying legislators in 18 states have passed 30 bills that tighten voter access, with more than 400 bills with similar provisions having been introduced in 49 states in the 2021 legislative sessions. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee is holding a hearing with DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas discussing the department's budget for the 2022 fiscal year. Committee ranking member and Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman focuses on the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Our border is facing the worst migrant crisis that we've had in over two decades. It's obviously true that we need a new approach. What we're doing now isn't working.
Customs and Border Protection reports its agents encountered over 1 million illegal immigrants in the 2021 fiscal year, the most since 2006. Georgia spa shooter Robert Aaron Long is getting life without parole. That was Long's sentence after pleading guilty this morning to shooting and killing four people at the spas in Cherokee County, north of Atlanta, back in March. He will still face charges in Fulton County, where he allegedly shot four women to death at two different spas on the same day. An estimated 2,000 New Jersey college students are getting a significant break on their outstanding tuition debt. Bergen Community College announcing it will devote $5 million from its federal pandemic relief funds to wipe out past due student tuition bills. More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.